Clinical Trials for PSP and CBD – Hope for the Future. Clinical trials are a crucial step to bring new treatments to people living with PSP and CBD. They tell us if new treatments work and provide evidence needed for regulators to approve treatment for use. At Neuro 2023, leading researchers summarised the latest on clinical trials for PSP and CBD. Professor Adam Boxer from the University of California set the scene for the session. "There is nothing more important for our patients than clinical trials," he explained. "For scientists, clinical trials mean we can test if our hypotheses will make a difference for patients." Professor Günter Hoglinger from Ludwig Maximilians University Hospital in Munich described how he was encouraged to see upcoming trials in PSP. "It wasn't the case a while ago. We now need to work together as a community," he said. In recent years, Alzheimer's disease research has shifted towards treatments, and it's a similar story for motor neuron disease, or amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, ALS, as it's known in the US. Some new treatments have recently been approved for both conditions. "For PSP and CBD, we don't yet have a new treatment, but there has been a dramatic change, with several opportunities in the pipeline. Researchers around the world are working together more closely to find new treatments." Approaches to developing new drugs. When developing new prevention or treatment strategies, you can hone your approach using a molecular clue involved in disease, such as a gene or protein change. You can also take the high-throughput approach to test lots of compounds and hope one works. Researchers recently discovered the drug Relyvrio using the latter, and this is now approved to treat MND in the US. US MND researchers have also developed the Healy platform, a platform trial which tests multiple drugs at the same time to find new treatments faster. To run effective trials, we also need biomarkers for PSP and CBD treatments to be developed, such as a protein you can measure in blood or urine that flags disease, helping with diagnosis, predicting a patient's prognosis, and monitoring disease progression. To develop biomarkers, we must understand disease processes. The goal is to find biomarkers that monitor if drugs are working or diagnose disease earlier, when it could be easier to treat. The biomarker-based approach has been crucial for Alzheimer's disease and MND, but it has taken a long time. In Alzheimer's disease, it took 20 years of trials for scientists to realise drugs were hitting the biomarker required. Developing drugs for PSP and CBD is challenging. We don't currently have a validated clinical biomarker, and the regulators who approve the drugs have concerns about the PSP rating scale. An accelerated drug development strategy, a process to approve drugs faster with fewer stages to go through, is an option, but it means drug companies have significant hoops to jump through after the drug has been approved instead, making it risky. Hunting for new biomarkers. Although lots of work is happening to discover PSP and CBD biomarkers, we don't have one yet. One potential biomarker Professor Boxer described is the lysosome, a component of cells which acts like rubbish lorries within cells to clear them of proteins they no longer need. When lysosomes don't work, unwanted molecules build up. And scientists think this process is important in neurodegenerative diseases, where unwanted proteins build up in the brain. Measuring B-type natriuretic peptide, or BNPs, proteins which tell us how well lysosomes work, in cerebrospinal fluid taken from patients with tauopathies, has discovered lysosomes are dysfunctional. It is possible lysosomes could change early on, and spotting this would mean scientists have a target to intervene earlier. Better PSP and CBD understanding is revealing clues. Having a better understanding of PSP and CBD means we have a few options to intervene. Many target the protein tau, which builds up in several diseases, including Alzheimer's disease, PSP and CBD, and are therefore called tauopathies. Potential ways to target tau include 1. Silencing the tau protein, an antisense oligonucleotide against tau, is being tested in a phase 1 trial. 2. Drugs to stop tau transmission and spread between cells. French company Alzprotect's experimental drug, AZP2006, reduced tau expression and slowed disease progression. The phase 2 trial has been extended. 3. Blocking tau using antibodies. In the phase 2 Passport PSP trial, gosuranemab profoundly reduced tau expression but didn't improve survival. Meanwhile, drug company UCB is testing bepranemab in a phase 1b trial for PSP. Results due in 2024. 4. Stopping tau being chemically modified, such as phosphorylation, that makes tau more likely to clump. A drug called FNP233 to block phosphorylation will be tested during a phase 1 PSP clinical trial, which is coming soon. There are also some other potential targets for drugs. 1. Targeting mitochondria, the energy stores, in quotes, in cells, which are dysfunctional in PSP. Early studies show this approach is promising in Alzheimer's disease, and we hope a PSP trial will follow. 2. Protein degradation. A drug targeting this and other processes has been approved for MND in the US, and the Orion Phase 3 trial will be recruiting PSP patients shortly. New trial endpoints and better trial designs. Researchers are innovative and are coming up with new ways to develop trials to measure the difference drugs could make, but ensuring regulators are still comfortable to approve based on the evidence. This involves exploring new trial designs and new ways to measure drug effects. Professor Boxer and his research team have been involved in 3 large multi-centre trials for PSP. He also described a new PSP Phase 2 trial platform for people with mild to moderate PSP. They are securing funding for where they'll test at least 3 potential therapies, including targeting the lysosome. The key is a clinically meaningful effect, essentially something that matters to patients. They want to develop the PSP rating scale, incorporating targets to tell if a drug works, and new ways to monitor progression. They want to explore master protocols, inspired by the Healy ALS platform and equivalents for Alzheimer's disease too. Dr. Colin Ewan from USB talked about his company's work involved in optimizing clinical trial design in PSP. He described a new phase 3 clinical trial where they have learnt from MND trials and will use a different endpoint or trial target that will better reflect whether a drug is successful. They extended the study to 24 months and switched their endpoint to a combined assessment of function and survival. Together, they believe this approach will show whether the drug really worked and can make a difference to the patients. Professor Boxer and Dr. Ewan described how they are developing new ways to measure if patients are responding to treatment, for example by examining gait, that is walking, finger tapping, eye saccades, and cognition. They use body movement sensors to spot changes in disease progression. These might provide early evidence of success compared to clinical rating scales. The challenge is to convince the regulators to accept them. Hope for the future. It was encouraging to hear so many avenues to explore that could reveal new ways to treat PSP and CBD. Researchers are very optimistic about the future. Based on our improved knowledge and recent successes with Alzheimer's disease and MND, we could be on the cusp of finding something important for patients with PSP and CBD.